Belinda Malitsky, Eco Warrior, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. And you?
Wonderful. We're talking today about indoor epidemics.
Indeed. So we are a generation right now that finds itself indoors more than outdoors. And this has been something that we could cope with. But right now, there is an epidemic of illness that has been traced back to our particular indoor activities. And what they're actually saying is that twice inside, we have twice the pollution of outside, bar countries such as China, India, and Mongolia. In other words, the indoor air pollution is twice that which of the outdoor pollution. And in addition to that, when we're indoors, we are exposed to 25% of the outdoor air pollution that seeps in as well. So what I'm telling you is that we're sitting at home inhaling 40,000 dust mites per 1 ounce of dust, and that is only the start of it. So as we speak of Mother Earth, I think that we're not embracing Mother Earth enough, because we are running away from her into our carpeted insides and our work environments with the air conditioning, of course, which has always been problematic. But this is a revelation. Have you found that sometimes you're in a building and you feel fatigued, constant headache?
The so-called sick building syndrome.
Absolutely. Yes,
that's right. And, you know, in the past, sometimes people used to laugh at it and say, well, this is kind of a new age term for a lack of alignment of energies. But no, it's nothing to do with the aura and chakra of a building. It's very much to do with what's happening there on the level of the microorganisms.
So when you say pollution, Belinda, we're not talking industrial pollutants per se. We're talking dust mites and what other microbial, microscopic creatures that live in the carpet and the cat and the dog, or am I getting confused?
We're going beyond that. Okay. What is often ignored is the presence of mold in the house,
okay,
which can be found in the bathroom as well. And our particular century has brought in even more chemicals than in the past. So in the bedroom, we have the beauty products and we have aerosols. Something to throw out immediately is your aerosol deodorants, your air fresheners. Not to sit in badly ventilated rooms and paint your nails and inhale the acetone.
Oh yes, I was wondering why that was so much fun, and then I realized the tetrahydrochlorides are really bad for the brain.
Absolutely, and the formaldehydes. So what happens is that we even have carbon monoxide in our bedrooms. And besides the pet dander and the hair, and this actually is causing children to have additional concentration difficulties as well, because most of the time children are on their phones if they are not in front of the computer or in the schoolroom. So we have to look at how we're going to decrease that. There's the dust, the volatile organic compounds from furniture even. One of the ways that has not taken off in South Africa, and I don't know why it's not popular in South Africa, is to introduce an ionizer into the home.
Uh-huh.
Thank God here at the sea, we can go down to the sea and we can breathe in the ozone. And in Gauteng, you can experience many negative ions in the air after a thunderstorm. But people are not doing that the whole time. And what we really need to do is to use an ionizer or an air purifier. What happens is that they send molecular particles into the room, and these ions, so we're trying to imitate nature here, of course, attach to oxygen in the air to create a negative charge, and the negative ion attaches itself to all this pollen and the dander and the dust and the odors and creates a cluster. And if you put a piece of paper behind your ionizer, you'll actually see how much filth there is in the air. And it's an exercise that is worth doing.
Wow.
Belinda, thank you so much for your time. Unfortunately, that's where we're going to have to leave it. Chat to you this time next week.
Thank you.